I'm David.
And I'm Courtney.
And welcome to Room to Roam, a podcast about parenthood and relationships.
And all the shit in between.
Man, welcome to the podcast. we're making a podcast. How wild is that?
First one. Never done it before.
Well, yeah, no shit. Asshole. This podcast is hopefully going to be just like a super awesome way for just us to talk about all the wild stuff when it comes to parenting, relationships, and other things, and just have conversations about it that feel like real, I guess, therapy sessions. I was just kidding. But
like low-key.
Kind of.
I feel like because, I mean, we've been parents for like a month now. And all the time we end up talking to other parents about the shit you never knew and things that you weren't expecting and just how it affects you as humans and you as partners. It's wild.
Yeah. Welcome to parenthood. That's why this episode's called that. I think just saying welcome to everyone who's tuning in and welcome to everyone who's going to be on this journey with us throughout this time because it's going to be fucking crazy. Excuse my language for the parents who might be watching.
Yeah, aren't very censored. Super sorry in advance for that. I'm worse than he is, so you're welcome, everyone.
Yeah. So I guess maybe we can start by talking about, you know, why are we wanting to do a podcast? There's so many other stuff out there, like Instagram, TikTok, and all that stuff. So like why are we wanting to do a podcast?
Yeah, I feel like a big reason is that we just found ourselves over the last month regularly having conversations with our friends and family who have been, you know, through pregnancy and the transition into a first kid and how little resources there are and just preparedness. Like, why doesn't anyone tell you these things?
You know how many times we've Googled how to do something or like Google things that we saw, like, oh my gosh, what's going on? We Google it and find the information. It's like, why can't these things just be in the manual of, hey, you're a new parent. Here is the manual of how to keep your child alive, which I guess they do give you when you leave the hospital.
Yeah, sure. But maybe like not a medical manual, you know, like I need more of one that's like holistic, like all of the things. What the hell did our parents do in the 90s?
Gave us whiskey.
And they didn't have Google. They were just like, what the fuck are we doing?
Gave us whiskey and put you in and said, all right, you're good to go, right?
See you later, kid.
Put you on the washing machine and be like, okay, this is gonna this is gonna solve all your 2 a.m. crying.
Yeah, that washing machine trick still works.
But I mean, having just like people from our friend group and everyone in the area, like Pacific Northwest, just being sharing their experiences also, and because I feel like just as we're talking about just what we're experiencing as new parents, like 4 weeks in, and even like while we were going through, like Courtney was going through pregnancy, and you know, having people to talk to about our experiences was super helpful, and just helping be like, okay, we're not the only ones experiencing this thing, and so we're like, why not just make it a thing where we do a podcast and we have people come in and talk about their experiences being a parent or talk about their experiences with relationship things and just being able to hear the common folk is kind of how I say it. I don't know a better way to say it. The common folk kind of hearing their experience and having this more relatability, I guess.
Yeah, especially because our community, we have so many people having babies and friends around us, like, all the babies are being born.
Literally, right now. Pretty sure I've had, five people in our friend groups and family that have had kids in the last, like, month. It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of people I know who... I know two people who had a baby this week.
That's so crazy. That's not crazy, but that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. So, yeah, we're hoping this can be a great resource, you know, and bringing in people and anyone that has any questions or things. We have a lot of different cool things we have going to talk about for this season, the next couple episodes. I'm really excited to just talk and sit and talk about those things because I'm just curious to see other people's experience, you know, around like postpartum, just pregnancy in general, how that was for them, their labor experience, because everyone's just so different. How they navigate a relationship post baby and what it's like, how everyone has been managing that. You know, how is everyone, how people are taking care of themselves?
Yeah.
And just all the things they wish they knew are things that they're like, I hate when this my partner does this.
Right? Oh, Lord.
So I think it's going to be
fun. Can't wait for that episode.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun stuff planned out with some guests coming in and some hopefully like getting some professionals in as well to talk about certain things. And yeah, so I'm excited. I think this will be cool. And I'm not a anchor. So like I'm super self-conscious already with talking, my voice being recorded. I'm like, I wonder how this is going to feel. I'm going to listen back to this and be like, oh my God, is that what I sound like?
Like cringe the whole time.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense to talk about a little bit about us also. I mean, we'll get into that later on in some episodes, but I think, you know, Courtney and I met in 2017. Well, we would say 2015. We met and
promptly dated other people.
Yeah, we're dating other people at the time, and then those relationships ended, and we started talking, working together, and that was kind of history.
Almost like 6 years now.
Yeah, we got married like in 2021. Got engaged during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little video for that. And yeah, it's been a wild ride. What would you say is like the hardest part about, I guess, being married?
Oh, for you. The hardest part? I feel like the hardest and best part are the same thing. They are that you always have somebody there.
It's like, oh, yes. I
love
there.
It. My best friend is always here with me. Like, I get to come home to somebody. Here? And then it's also like, what the fuck? Somebody is always here.
it's like, leave me alone. It's like, hey, close the door when you take a shit, please. Like, I'm not about that. That's not my life.
Best and worst part. Same thing. Yep.
Okay.
What would you say is the hardest part?
I would say the hardest part about being married is, I guess, just feeling the weight of responsibility of someone's happiness, which isn't the case, right? It's not my full responsibility to make sure that you are happy. But I think just the pressure of making sure that I'm being supportive through all the things that you're going through, and making sure that I am a supportive partner to you, because there's times where during labor, right? Where like I feel powerless. There's only so much I can do, and I feel powerless to help you. And those are hard parts where, you know, when you are going through things and I feel powerless, I feel a lot of guilt of like not being able to support you. So I feel like that's the hardest part, but I feel like that's like a cop out of what's hard about our marriage. Cause I mean, I feel like 95% of it's just amazing and fun. And that 5% is just I don't want you around. Why are you here? Leave me alone.
And I feel like what that support looks like, right? Because even though you're married and that means you're compatible in some way, not supporting, you know, supporting people does not look the same across the board. It's going to look different. The way I support you and the support that you need when you're, you know, upset or in a space is going to be different than what I need when I'm upset or in a certain space, you know? So I think that's a huge part of marriage, figuring out what that support looks like.
Yeah, like that's, and we talk about love language all the time, and that's like a new hot topic word or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is love language and Enneagram, and that's something that I know you're super into, that we actually, mm-hmm. it's really helpful for us. But I think this, we don't speak the same love language sometimes, and so making sure we have our automatic languages we try to support each other in, and it definitely, if it's not the right one, we both are very strong-willed people to be like, hey,
that wasn't it,
that didn't hit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when we were in the labor and delivery room, I had to look at you and be like, yo, what you're doing is not it. You kept like increasing your octave when you were doing my push counts, and it was like as we got closer to the 10 seconds, you were like getting really hyped. And I was like, no, I need it to be flat the whole time.
I thought it'd be helpful, like starting low and then my awk is going higher means you're pushing harder. And I didn't realize that it would.
I think because I wanted to stay at the same push level the whole time, I needed it to be consistent. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. I mean, I definitely was telling you that wasn't it, my friend. I need you to switch that up right now.
I mean, yeah, but my marriage has been like, it's been pretty awesome, I think, so far. Even though with the hardest things that we kind of were experiencing, I think, I feel like we've done a pretty good job of trying to like create space to talk about when we have issues, and our communication has just gotten so much better. Definitely with the addition to having a baby, it's made things feel a lot better with our communication.
Yeah, I feel like we've put really good systems in place too, which is very type A of us, which we both are fairly type A. I think maybe me a little bit more than David.
I agree.
But like we do yearly goals. While we were pregnant, we like divided up housework so that way we kind of knew whose responsibility was what. Shout out to David for doing the cat litter. Hate it. Love that he does it. It's my favorite thing about him.
I mean, there's a lot of other things I forgot to do that were like my chores.
It's okay. It's still like listed for you, so we'll just wait till it happens.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
So then we had our daughter a month ago in January 2023. Her name is Rome, which is kind of the inspiration for the name of the podcast. Shout out to her papa, Keith, for help with the name of the podcast. Yeah, we just kind of like that her name is unique, and it also has that double meaning, which we feel like brings a lot to this podcast and room to roam, and offers us space to roam and grow and learn, but also it's her name, and it brings her to the podcast, which we think is important and special because she's the reason we're doing it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, her name is so special. I think the whole, like, we'll get into it a little bit more in other episodes, but I think it was just so special, just, like, the birthing process and just, like, her name, I think. Maybe we can kind of share, like, her name and the meaning behind it, I think, would be pretty cool, because I think it's pretty special that she also was born on MLK Day, along with just her name, Rome, meaning, like, strength and power, and Jordan means to flow upon or descend upon others. And then Marcus means like a warrior. So like a warrior who is powerful and strong, who uses their strength to flow onto others and to support others. And on her being born on MLK Day also is just like, I told some of my colleagues, I was like, yeah, this is what her name means. And yeah, she was born on MLK actually. So like, I didn't have the realization. I was like, oh, that's pretty like, that's pretty significant, like with her name and this being born on MLK Day, and just like how important, you know, we are trying to focus on this empowerment and helping her understand that like she is her own person and is able to do whatever she wants, and empower her to know that. Right. And I think it was pretty special to like reflect that. I was like, damn.
Especially her being a young Black female, right? Like, we want her to feel as strong as and empowered as possible, you know, to do whatever she wants to do and she sets her mind to, which I think is really important for us.
Yeah, I know. There's definitely times where I'm pretty sure she's cussing me the fuck out.
She's like, she throws shade with her eyes very well. She
throws a lot of shade for those that haven't seen pictures of her. She throws a lot of side eyes, a lot of shade. And then also she talks a lot. And I'm pretty sure she's just telling me like, hey, you are the worst motherfucker in the world. You don't know how to change this diaper. You don't know how to make me feel comfortable. I don't need you. I need my mom because she is the chef that helps me live.
I smell like milk. Yeah, that's why she wants me.
But I mean, with that, like, what would you say would be like the hardest part about being a parent so far for you? Like, what has been, I know there's probably been 80 million things that's been hard for you.
Yeah, I have to pick one.
But if you had to pick one, yeah, what would for you, what would it be?
I feel like it's all things breastfeeding right now on my mind. My boobs hurt constantly. we're working through that a little bit. I'm also a little sick right now from some breastfeeding stuff, so I think that's probably why it's on my mind, but that's probably the top one at this moment. I'm sure, you know, it ask me on a different day, it could be that she's not sleeping, or it could be that she's, you know, raging all the time for no apparent reason. But yeah, what about you?
Yeah, you are the chef.
Yeah, I literally produce, you know, for her.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest part for me, I had to break that up into two segments, just because when I was on leave, on paternity leave, thank you for watching, for providing paid paternity leave. But the first 2 weeks, sleep. Oh my God. Like, that was probably the worst sleep I've ever gotten in my life, and like worse than like going to Vegas for a weekend, mm-hmm. worse than camping and the cold and rain. Like, I was delirious. I couldn't think. Like, that first 2 weeks, I felt like there are times where I shut down. Like, I'd be talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'd forget in the moment, what was I talking about? What was I being said?
Then you'd move on. And I was like, okay, nice partial conversation.
Yeah. Like, the funniest thing, like, was I'm pretty, like, stubborn. If you talk to people, mm-hmm. I'm pretty stubborn person. I don't really like a lot of help or accepting help.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably dive into that a little later. But when Rome was first born, and Courtney's parents offered to like come up like a couple of days or the day like after, the
weekend after she was born.
I was like, I don't know. I'm good. I don't need their help. You know, I think we're good. We got this. And we got home.
Second night syndrome.
Second night. I think I slept a total of 2 hours, and I was like, it was what, 2 a.m. And I looked at her and I was like, you know, I think it's okay for them to come over. I think that's fine. I'm totally fine them coming to help out.
We were standing in the nursery and she was raging, and David was like rocking her, and I was trying to soothe her, and he was like, yeah, yeah, a nap from your parents would be great. If they could come up and we could take a nap, that would be awesome.
I tell you, when they came and I went, or I think it was your mom came, and I went and laid down. I swear to God, I fucking went to, like, I went to heaven. I woke up and I was like, this is the most rested I've felt my entire life. And I slept for like 45 minutes to like, what, an hour and a half?
You were like 2 hours.
Oh, right? 2 hours? That was the best 2 hour nap I've ever had. And I hate napping. And so that moment really just like resonated with me of like, as a new parent, you gotta accept help.
You gotta sleep when you can.
Yeah. And so
you learn to be a napper. You might not be a napper. We're not really nappers, but we are nappers now when we need to. Mm-hmm. Like, if it is a need to situation, we gotta do it.
Like, that was wild. And so I think for that first 2 weeks, that was a big, like, the hardest part of being a parent was just the lack of sleep and just realizing that it's okay to accept help, and like, everyone's here to help you in your community. And like, that's something I definitely, like, I lean on hard now.
Mm-hmm.
After I went back to work, I think the next, like, segment of what's been hard, I guess the last, like, 3-ish weeks, hardest part of being a parent is really just supporting you. And, like, you are such a caring and loving individual, and, like, you are always there for people, and you put people above your own needs. And obviously, like, having a child, like, you do have to put her needs above yours. And I just think that's just the biggest thing, is trying to support you and taking care of yourself before, like, others, besides obviously your daughter, but besides her, putting yourself before other people, like me, like fuck me, take care of yourself, like, and or like other people, you know, obviously I know you care about other people, but like, make sure that you shower, make sure that you eat, you know, that you're eating regularly. And so I think that's just been the hardest part for me, is just trying to support you and mm-hmm. making sure that you take care of yourself. And so definitely trying to do all I can of, like, when I come home from work, I'm just like, and I get to see her, right? I'm super mm-hmm. excited. I come home and I'm trying to take her off your hands and like tell you to go do stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm like, no, bitch, go for a walk, get leave, go do something. So I think like you leaving yesterday, her sister gave birth to a little baby girl. And so And so she left to go be, you know, with her sister at the hospital. And so it was my first time getting to hang out. Just me and Rome, daddy-daughter day, hanging out. And I think that was really nice to have her out of the house, not because I don't like her. I love you. but just to have you, like, go do something else and kind of, like, detach yourself.
It felt so weird.
Oh, I bet.
I was literally like, my life isn't revolving around a schedule for an infant right now. Like, what am I doing? I'm sitting here. I'm, you know.
Kept texting me. Are you okay? Are you okay? Having people text me. Are you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm competent.
Especially Thank after you. The delivery. Like, obviously, I was focused and, you know, helping and doing what I could for Becca and that. But once, you know, our beautiful niece was born, I was, like, sitting there just watching Becca with her. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm not focused on a schedule or a diaper change or, you know, it was so weird.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I know it's going to be a continuous thing, and that postpartum anxiety and all those other things that come with having a baby that we'll also get to also talk about, which I'm super excited to talk about in a different episode. Just making sure to how I can support you and you taking care of yourself is, I think that's been the hardest for me.
Shout out to anyone who, you know, did meal train for us. We super appreciated that in the first 4 weeks of our little girl's life, just that we didn't have to focus on feeding ourselves and cooking. And that was, you know, just an indescribable support, I think, for us too. So,
yeah, thank you. Those came over to help us take a nap or just, took an hour off of, like, our plate of, like, bringing food or just holding her and just being there. I think, one, it's going to go a long way for her knowing all the people that care about her and the support people. Definitely. And, yeah, so.
She's got a great little community surrounding her.
So, like, what can we expect, I guess, what can we expect on Room to Rome?
Yeah, we should probably talk about that.
I guess so.
Lots of mamas coming on to talk about their experiences. We definitely want to be able to provide different experiences, not just our own.
Because, you know, everyone's experience is different. And so it'd be really great to just highlight all the different experiences people, the positive and, like, the not so comfortable experiences that you have as being parents. And so we want to make sure we highlight both all of those.
Highlighting relationships too. I think the hope would be to have, you know, another couple to come on and talk about, like, their different experiences and their relationship pre-baby and post-baby. And also want to hear about the dads. I think the non-birthing partner perspective is also something that doesn't get talked about a lot. And so definitely want to hear about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a lot of people lined up that are super wanting to, like, just get their experience, share their experience and help others feel connected to an experience. And so we have a lot of couples and mamas and dads lined up as well. I'm super excited for our episodes that we have called Mimosa to Mamas and Dingus to Dads. those are two different episodes where one is just, you know, all the moms kind of sitting around and drinking mimosas and talking about just their experiences being moms and all the things that you could probably guess, all the things that frustrate them and talking shit, I'm guessing. And then Dingus to Dads.
We'll have to do heavy editing on that one, you know?
Dingus to Dads is, you know, the dads just sitting and talking about what it's like to be a dad and all the things that come up around being a dad and stuff. So we're excited for that too. We also, you know, we're hoping, we have some plans to bring in, you know, some professionals as well, just to talk about just some of the different experiences when it comes to relationships or, you know, babies and postpartum. So we have some therapists coming in from different organizations to also talk about just the experience around postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression and what that looks like and how to support yourself or your partner or how to seek help. And so we're super excited to have some people come in to talk about those things as well.
Yeah, I think the hope is to just really expand the community and connect people, but also just have, like, a safe place to talk about things. And
specifically in, like, the Pacific Northwest, we're trying to have all the people that are coming, professionals, those things, be from the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington area too. So they're all accessible resources that you guys can utilize.
Yeah, accessible resources. There's also just, like,
access and learning from new people or meeting new people.
And learning different perspectives from just everyday mom and dads. You know, people just, we're just trying to get by here.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah, just helping each other out and having a place that feels safe and it doesn't feel like it's a medical professional talking at you or, you know, somebody who knows it's right and there's only one way that's right. I mean, the amount of things we've learned in a month that have been like, this is the one way you need to do it. And then we see another article and it says the exact opposite. And
like, it's like, what's going on?
So hopefully we can just talk about, like, there's multiple ways to do it because we're all just trying to get by. So now we're going to move on to our kind of wrap up of the podcast, which is our weekly woe or win. This can be, you know, just your weekly, like, success as a parent or success in your relationship, or you're like, what the fuck just happened as a parent or in your relationship, like, whoopsies. So I'll let you go first, David. What's maybe your weekly woe or your weekly win?
My weekly win, I guess I would say this week, oh man, I guess I've had a lot this week, a lot of different wins this week with, like, personal life, I guess, personal, like, goals and stuff, but I guess relationship focused or parenting focused, win was that, Rome didn't die while she was home with me. She's still alive, staying home with me for, the longest time so far, like 5-6 hours. Yeah, that she didn't fuss a lot. We hung out,
crushed it,
fed, and I did bottle also for the first time too. So I'd say that definitely was a win for me this week, was time with Rome, just me and her with mama gone for a couple hours. How about you? What's your weekly woe or win?
I'm always trying to make myself look on the positive, but I definitely think I'm gonna go with a woe.
Uh-oh.
And it's kind of a dual relationship woe / parenting woe. You could also look at it as a win because I'm a great sister, but I definitely bolted out of the house, Friday morning, yesterday morning, to get to the hospital for my sister's delivery, and because she needed me and wanted me there, and I absolutely wanted to be there for her because she was there for me. And I basically knocked on the bathroom door while David was in the middle of his, you know, golden hour when he goes shit in the morning and takes his sweet, sweet time. And I said, see ya, I'm leaving. And
I was like, wait, what?
Rome was in her crib and I was like, Rome's in her crib. There's milk in the fridge. I gotta go. And I definitely think it caught David off guard a little bit. We knew it was a possibility, but we weren't really anticipating it in that moment. And he, I don't even think, had called out of work yet. So we were just, I was very selfish, I think, in that moment. And I just, even though I was planful, I think I was just really one-track mind. And that wasn't the best for our relationship. And I'm not sure if it was the best for Rome, but she crushed it. I'm sure as a parent, it was fine for her. Yeah, she has another parent. But as a it was my relationship woe of the week for sure. And I know I agitated David in that way, so...
I don't think... I wouldn't say that was selfish either at all. I think, like, you guys... You two have, like, a deep relationship that I don't think I've seen with any other siblings that I know. So it's pretty... It's not surprising that you'd be like, all right, I gotta go. I'm out of here.
Didn't even brush my teeth. Arrived at the hospital, I was like, my breath is rank.
I was like...
So I looked at my brother-in-law, I was like... I need some toothpaste. I'll brush my teeth with a finger. I like.
Yeah, no, that was not selfish. And so, I want to hope you don't feel like I was mad because you were selfish. It was just more of the staying up in the middle of the night because you said you were going then. And then being like, just kidding, you can go to bed. And I was like, but it's super late now. And am I going to go to work or not? I think it was just a lot of ambiguity that I felt.
We had a rough night, too. I think that Rome sensed her cousin was coming and... wanted to stay up all night, so she was up like every hour and a half that night. So I think she knew her cousin was making her entrance in the world and like her mother, I could not sleep. I was so excited about my niece, and I think that affected David's sleep, which, as we talked about earlier, he is not a functional human on no sleep. So I definitely, that was my woe, was a whoopsie to how I set you up for yesterday.
That's almost like a woe win, though, because it was a woe, but also she did awesome.
We got a niece out of it.
Yeah. And that's a wrap of our first podcast. Wow.
Thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, that's that's the end of Room to Roam. Thank you, all of you, for tuning in and bearing with us as we were exploring our first podcast, just kind of giving an introductory about what we'll be talking about and a little bit about us and those little fun things. If you have more questions, feel free to reach out to us at marcusfamily21@gmail.com.
Or you can reach out to us on our Instagram accounts, Courtney_Rose14.
And World of DMARC. DMARC is DMARC. And if you'd like to share with us what your weekly woe or win is, we will be sharing those as well at the end. We can leave your name anonymous too. Perfect.
And then we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. All right. I gotta go feed my kid.